WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. An Illinois jury has convicted a former sheriff's deputy of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey, a black woman who called 911 for help. Sean Grayson's attorneys argued he shot her because she was holding a pan of hot water, and he was afraid she'd throw it at him. He'd originally been charged with first-degree murder, CBS's Anna Schechter.
To me, this means that the jury was convinced that he did feel threatened and convinced enough that they brought that charge down to the second degree murder. It is rare for a law enforcement official to be convicted of something like this, of second degree murder. So he didn't get off, but certainly that sentencing guideline is significantly lower than the first degree murder.
You'll be sentenced in January. The Fed cut its key interest rate by a quarter point today. Economist Diane Swonk.
What's important is we're now in a position where the Fed not only has a dual mandate, but a dueling mandate. Inflation is moving up, albeit gradually, along with unemployment. Those are two things that don't tend to move up in tandem. The last time we've seen anything that was similar at all was the 1970s, and that's something that the Federal Reserve is going to be concerned about going forward.
There is a massive cleanup underway in Jamaica after Hurricane Melissa. Jason Allen reports.
Winds were gusting in this region up to 200 miles per hour. There was intense rain. There was flash flooding. It's destroyed parts of the island. And officials have been telling us there are entire communities on the island's southwest end that are underwater. We're really just beginning to see some videos emerge of all the damage there. There are many homes that have been turned into piles of rubble. Other buildings still standing are completely flooded.
President Trump in Asia will be meeting with China's president in a few hours, and hopes are high for an end to the trade war, as Weijia Jiang reports.
He called a potential trade agreement, quote, a good deal for both. Here's what's at stake: lowering fentanyl-linked U.S. tariffs and avoiding an additional 100% U.S. tariff on all Chinese imports. The U.S. also wants Beijing to resume purchases of soybeans from American farmers and access to China's rare earth minerals.
Trump will not be meeting with North Korea's leader. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. Investors unsure about some of the comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell today about further interest rate cuts. The Dow Jones Industrials finished off 74 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 130 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's a not guilty plea for the Racine man accused of stalking the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Ryan Thornton said in court yesterday he'll represent himself. The case will proceed to trial. Thornton faces up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted. The state of Wisconsin is suing to force the release of federal food share funds during the shutdown. Governor Evers says the USDA's restrictions endanger vital food aid and that the state likely won't cover the shortfall with its own money. Crews have started work on the Lincoln King housing development. The project will create 35 new homes with support from the city, Habitat for Humanity, and local developers. A new Wisconsin bill would require repeat reckless speeders to install GPS-based speed-limiting devices in their cars. Drivers convicted twice of speeding 20 miles per hour or more over the limit within 5 years would have to use the device for a year at their own cost. And voting is underway for Racine's Spooktacular Homes decorating contest. People can vote for their favorite Halloween displays online, with winners announced on Halloween. Racine, Kenosha, and many communities do trick-or-treating on Friday. You can see some times online at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers drop Elijah Gray. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have released forward Elijah Gray from the men's basketball program. In a statement, the university says they cannot discuss the details of the case, only to say it was an incident before Gray transferred from Temple to Madison. Now, losing the 6'8" forward leaves a void in the Badgers lineup. On Monday, head coach Greg Gard talked about the new look to this year's roster.
From the beginning, I've liked how this group competes. You know, we scrimmage Saturday. I've seen just the competitive nature of this group, and it's been different guys, different days. But we got to continue to get better on both ends of the floor, and you know, we use this week.
They host Campbell University Monday night. NBA, the Bucks with a 121-111 win at home over the Knicks. Milwaukee now 3-1 on the season. They host Golden State tomorrow night. Baseball, the World Series tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tonight in L.A. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky with a low in the low 40s. For tomorrow, a partly sunny day, a little warmer with highs in the mid-50s. And around 55 degrees on Friday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Slight rain chance Friday night and Saturday, currently 51 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick 3 songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1972.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. 3 great songs from 1 great year. Today we feature the class of 1972, and it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. Ah, 1972. Gas was 36 cents a gallon, phones had cords, and the biggest danger in your house wasn't social media, it was shag carpet static shocks. Let's set the scene. Nixon was in the White House, smiling for the cameras and secretly recording the rest of us. The word Watergate was still just the name of a hotel, and nobody knew it was about to become America's favorite scandal. And on the radio in 1972, we were listening to Gallery and Nice to Be With You. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1972.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say. Say
You're gonna tease me in every way. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's
from 1972,
so nice
it's Gallery and Nice to Be With You on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1972. Now, that song was released in February of that year, became a major hit, peaking at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 1 on the Cashbox Top 100. The song was typical of the cheery, soft rock sound that was popular on AM radio at the time. Well, in 1972, we had a presidential election. It was Richard Nixon versus George McGovern. Here's George.
This is not the way politics has always been in this country. No matter what you might think, no matter what the president might say, I don't know of any time in the previous history of this country when a committee to reelect the president, and also including White House officials that go right to the top of the presidency itself, have engaged in the kind of massive political espionage and sabotage and disruption of our democratic process that we have seen in this 1972 campaign.
And on the radio in 1972, we were listening to John Denver in Rocky Mountain High. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1972.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year. Coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Clouds below, he saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. No, he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
1972, it's John Denver and Rocky Mountain High on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1972. It's fitting, isn't it, that a guy whose stage name was Denver wrote one of the most famous songs about Colorado. John Denver, of course, was born Henry John Deutschendorf. Well, here's a wacky but true gem from 1972. A group of scientists in Arizona accidentally created the world's first man-made snowstorm inside a blimp hangar. Here's what happened. Researchers at the University of Arizona were studying weather modification, trying to better understand how to make it rain. They took over a massive World War II-era blimp hangar in Mesa and decided to simulate cloud conditions indoors. They filled the air with fine particles of supercooled vapor, and before anyone could say, let it snow, boom, it started snowing, real snow, inside the hangar. Now, they had to scramble to protect their expensive instruments as snowflakes began piling up on the floor. It was 100 degrees outside in the Arizona desert, but inside, it looked like Christmas in Minnesota. So, yes, in 1972, before disco truly took over, some scientists actually made it snow in the desert indoors. On the radio in 1972, we were listening to Johnny Nash, and I Can See Clearly Now. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1972.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
It's the reggae sounds of Johnny Nash, and I Can See Clearly Now on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1972. Now, Johnny Nash had some legitimate reggae credentials. Bob Marley, before he became crazy famous, was an assistant producer and session player on the album, and also wrote three of the songs, including Stir It Up, which became Johnny Nash's next and final hit. Well, what were we watching on the big screen in 1972? It's the theme from The Godfather, which premiered in 1972. And that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year featuring the class of 1972. It's all been brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helber.
It's the WRJN Big Deals Halloween Sale. Here's a scary good deal. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No promo code needed. From local restaurants to retail, now's the time to stock up. Get ahead on your holiday shopping with gift certificates that make the perfect stocking stuffers. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Halloween Sale.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, now open at the Racine Theatre Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Trust, give it time, no matter how long it takes, but I
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song that was Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds' third single and their first top 40 hit. Their two previous singles failed to reach the top 40 and received very little radio play. From 1971, it's Don't Pull Your Love on WRJN.
Don't pull your love out on me, baby. Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave.
Yeah.
Timeless Hits on WRJN, where you can sign up for our free WRJN weekly newsletter. Sign up for that at WRJN.com. It's all brought to you by Infinity Exteriors. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's new leadership at the South Shore Fire Department, and it's a familiar name. Dustin Ellis is taking over as chief after serving more than 15 years with the department. He had been filling in as interim chief this year. Ellis will now lead 69 firefighters who handle thousands of calls each year in Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant. He says his goal is steady growth to meet the needs of the growing communities. A Racine man accused of stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky has entered a not guilty plea. In Dane County Court yesterday, 39-year-old Ryan Thornton says he'll serve as his own attorney. The judge ruled that there is enough evidence to send the case to trial. His bond remains at $85,000 with a new court date not yet set. Police in Racine say a man out on bail for a felony drug case is in trouble again, this time for fighting officers and making threats. Officers say 39-year-old Justin Brown refused to follow commands during a traffic stop, tried to swallow marijuana, and hurt an officer in the struggle. Prosecutors say Brown later threatened to attack one of the officers. He now faces multiple new charges, including several counts of felony bail jumping, just months after his last arrest. And voting is open for Racine's Spooktacular Homes Decorating Contest. The entry period is closed, but you can still get involved by choosing your favorites online. A statement says it's all about showing off community spirit and Halloween fun across the city. The winners will be revealed on Halloween. Racine, Kenosha, and most other communities in the area will do trick-or-treating on Friday. You can check out a complete list at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky with a low in the low 40s. For tomorrow, a partly sunny day, a little warmer with highs in the mid-50s. And around 55 degrees on Friday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Slight rain chance Friday night and Saturday, currently 51 degrees.
You go.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Dick Graceffa.
Hey, how are you doing this afternoon, Kurt?
Doing very well. Dick Graceffa does high school football for us. And, of course, we are smack dab in the middle of the high school football playoff season. And before we hear about this Friday night's matchup, can you kind of recap how our local teams are doing here? We still have some teams left in the playoff action, right?
Yeah, we do. The only team that was eliminated last week was Waterford. So St. Catharines, Racine Lutheran, Union Grove, Burlington, and who am I forgetting here? Oh, Case, of course, the team I covered last week. So five out of the six advanced to level two play this Friday night. But now it gets very tough for all the teams. It doesn't matter that they're the top seed, blah, blah, blah. From level two on, anyone can win.
Yeah, it's supposed to get difficult this time of year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So looking for an exciting game Friday night.
Yeah, you mentioned Racine Lutheran. That's who you're covering this week?
Yes, we are. They'll be playing the number they're the number two seed, the Crusaders. They'll be playing New Glarus Gardner Knights, the number three seed. And they come from 25 miles southwest of Madison. So wow, they have a little bit of a hike to get here for the game.
Now, I remember last week you were talking and you had said that unless there was a major upset, chances are all of our local teams would be road teams this week. But you're covering a home game this week.
Yes. Yes, we are. Actually, two of the teams, actually three of the teams are at home because there was a couple upsets. So, the Crusaders actually, I thought they were a three seed last week when I made that statement. They're a two seed, so that's why they got a second home game.
Gotcha.
St. Catharines is a one seed. If they win again this week, they would get a third game at home. So, again, it all depends on who wins. I mean, Lutheran could get a third game at home if things fall their way, but, you know, you just don't know until the games are played.
All right, so this week you're covering New Glarus at Racine Lutheran. Do you know much about this New Glarus team?
Actually, I do. New Glarus, I don't think they've seen a quarterback like the Crusaders have. He's a junior quarterback, dual-threat quarterback. Offensively by himself, he's accumulated over 2,000 yards between passing and running. So I don't think they see a lot of that up north. So if they were working all week, it's to see what they can do with Colin Krause, the quarterback from Racine Lutheran, because he's the real deal and he's only a junior. So he's going to be back next year, and it doesn't hurt that his dad is the head coach of Racine Lutheran. So, but they have a very good quarterback also that's passed for a lot of yards and has thrown a lot of touchdowns, but he doesn't rush the ball. He's just pretty much a pocket passer. So, like I said, I don't think they've seen an offense like Racine Lutheran has, but again, anything can happen in these games. We've got a two seed versus a three seed, and if you go by stats, New Glarus team won their game last week much easier than Racine Lutheran. So I don't know if you can put a lot of stock into that, but I'm pointing it out.
Well, this time of year, any game should be a good game, but this should be a pretty good matchup Friday night. And you have broadcast details for us?
Yes, I do. So our pregame will be at 6:40 with kickoff at 7 p.m.
Yep, this Friday night. Okay, it's New Glarus at Racine Lutheran, a level 2 WIAA game. And, Dick, have a good call Friday night.
Thank you, and hopefully we'll be talking next week.
I hope so. All right, Dick Graceffa, he is our high school football guy, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Game. Laughing and running, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. Slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la.
Yeah.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so are the Green Bay Packers. We've got another one for you coming up this Sunday at noon, pregame at 10 a.m. as the Packers take on the Panthers.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Packer football brought to you locally by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove. By Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Papa John's Pizza, Royal Construction LLC, The Lanes on 20, Anton Painting, Jeff Constanzo LLC Home Improvement, and by Vessel Services. See the full Packers schedule, see our full sports schedule online at WRJN.com. Packer football this Sunday at noon and all season long on WRJN.
It's the WRJN Big Deals Halloween Sale. Here's a scary good deal. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No promo code needed. From local restaurants to retail, now's the time to stock up. Get ahead on your holiday shopping with gift certificates that make the perfect stocking stuffers. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Halloween Sale.
Are you ready to do some baking? Because it's We Energy's cookie book time. This year's book is packed with dozens of cookie recipes to bake and share. We're sure you'll find a few new favorites. Pick up your copy of this holiday tradition from We Energy's at one of our drive-thru distribution events. Go to weenergies.com to find an event near you. From all of us at We Energy's, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. We Energy's, energy you can depend on.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five-cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five-cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
I go downtown and roam around, but every street I walk, I find another dead end. I'm on my own, but I'm so all alone. I need somebody, so I won't have to pretend. I know there's someone just waiting somewhere. I look around for her, but she's just not there. Oh, doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me? Just like me. Running free, but I don't want to be. I couldn't take another day like yesterday. I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to
to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take the last look around. Oh, somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me? Just like me.
You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.